3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Yes, welcome back. It is Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting us 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So, lots going on here today. Starting off with the... starting off here with the top three stories. So, Russia has continued their air missile strikes against Ukraine. And... So with that, there's 1,162 towns and villages without power now. Wow. That's a lot. Also, China is planning to seize Taiwan at a much faster rate than previously planned, according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken. And finally, President Biden is pledging to legalize abortion on the federal level if Democrats get elected in majorities. And expand the majority. All right, let me start off with the blackouts. So this is kind of a, I think this is just kind of a last ramp up here of Russia and Vladimir Putin. He mentioned 2 weeks ago, or sorry, not 2 weeks ago. He mentioned a few days ago that he was going to basically stop the deluge in 2 weeks. And so I think this is a 2 week just pound them. Type thing that's going on. In the meantime, President Zelensky says that Vladimir Putin is resorting to terror because he's getting desperate. And by terror, meaning he's keeping the lights off and he's attacking the water supplies and things like that. Also internationally, China planning to seize Taiwan. So this goes back to Taiwan saying they're an independent country. China saying, nope, you're one of us. You're one of our properties. You're one of our territories. And even the United States and many other countries saying, yeah, we recognize Taiwan's independence. And China's like, okay, if that's the case, then we'll go ahead and seize them. Oh, boy. And then finally here, the President Biden pledging to legalize abortion. Well, at least he's trying to do something on the federal level, like legally. Instead of having an activist court do your bidding for you. However, that being said, I still don't know about the constitutionality, the legal constitutionality of it. That's just, to me, there's nothing in the Constitution that does it. So there could still be a constitutional challenge even if he tries to pass it, basically, there could still be a constitutional challenge. So I do want to talk about the distrust of media. But first, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are looking good right now. Really nothing to slow you down on I-10 or I-110. Our slowdowns on I-10 westbound at Highway 59 have cleared up. So nothing to slow you down there, as well as Pine Forest north and southbound lanes checking in clear if you are heading to Bands on the Beach this tonight. Nothing will slow you down on the Three Mile Bridge, Garcon Point Bridge, as well as Bob Sykes Bridge. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping's big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That number is 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. 34%. That's the only percentage of Americans who trust mass media. So one third. I got to admit, that I got to admit, I'm surprised that number's that high. Because the thing is like one third of people think have trust in the mass media. Wow. Okay. That's, oh boy. So here's the thing though. Only 7% have a great deal of trust in the mass news. Okay. Well, that would make more sense to me. Only 7%. Have a great deal of trust. Well, when you're talking about 7%, by the way, that means that's not just conservatives and libertarian-leaning people who don't trust the media. That's also Democrats and liberals and progressives who don't trust the media. All right? Same thing with this poll. 3/4 of Americans think that the spread of misinformation is a major problem. 3/4. So 3 out of 4. Once again, with that kind of number, that is not just a liberal progressive problem. Like liberal and progressives not concerned with misinformation being spread. That's also conservatives thinking there's tons of misinformation being spread. And I think there's no greater example than COVID. You've got one group of people that think that there was misinformation being spread about vaccines and how they are being... And how they are dangerous and we shouldn't get vaccinated. And then you got another group of people who feels like there was misinformation being done by the other group that was trying to make COVID seem like it was worse than what it was so that people would go get vaccinated. And so it's just, and we're continuing to see that. Just like we talked about last hour, the CDC is actually discussing now mandating children to get vaccinated with COVID. I didn't want to talk about it because the things I'll say, like, I'm not in a good place for that kind of conversation. If they do pass it, okay. Well, I'll have to come to terms with that and figure out what my next move is for me and my daughter, because that's not going to fly. I'm like, what the what? When we continue to keep seeing more and more information. So anyway, misinformation is a concern from both the right and from the left. Lack of trust in the media and the mass media. A concern from both the right and the left. We saw that. Now, I saw this. Tim Allen, the actor, comedian, he's made no secret that he's conservative. He's just been recently starting to become more vocal, though. Really, not in his conservatism, but against things that he... Or more against things, okay? One of which is wokeism. And the cancel culture, right? So one of the things that he posted just yesterday, who is the face of woke? Do wokies have a club house in someone's backyard or maybe a cute yet safe playpen somewhere? Now, before I deal with this, I give you the responses to him. We did get a text here from somebody that says, Democrats don't like wokies either. That's true. And I did not make this. I didn't make this sound like this was conservatives laughing at it, because just yesterday we played the audio of Obama saying that woke culture has got to get pushed out of the Democrat Party. Right now, people identify woke as Democrat, and Obama was saying we gotta not have that. That's not good. So you got a lot of Democrats who don't like wokeism either. All right. So Tim Allen posts, who is the face of woke? Do wokies have a clubhouse in someone's backyard or maybe a cute yet safe playpen somewhere? So you end up getting the responses from the woke crowd. The whole woke thing is just about respect, Tim. It's about respecting other people enough to not make assumptions about them. You'll figure it out. Why are so Republicans resistant to being decent? I guess you were a better cocaine salesman than a comedian. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. It's just people who have empathy. And I believe he didn't sell cocaine. I thought he sold marijuana. Anyway, it was still illegal at the time when he did it, and he went to jail for it. It's just people who have empathy and compassion for other life. You should try it on sometime. Here's another one. He types in hashtag GOP clown show, but he types in GQP clown show. Well, I sure Republicans would rather our country be unwoke than woke. You can't steal a country's democracy if they're awake. I really love this. There's so many things I love about this tweet. First of all, instead of GOP clown show, he types in GQP clown show. Then instead of saying, well, I'm sure Republicans would rather have our country, he says, well, I sure. And he leaves out the apostrophe M. And then he says, would rather our country be unwoken than woke. Then is spelled T-H-E-N instead of than. And then you can't steal a country's democracy if they're awake. And he spells steal, S-T-E-E-L. I can't with this guy. Like, you expect me to take you seriously? Here's another one. Sadly, you've broken my grown son's heart. His childhood hero has gone from Buzz Lightyear to Trump scum smear. Shame on you. Okay, and then here's another one. The term woke is only used by lazy people who don't want to say out loud, I'm against treating other humans like humans. Hope this helps you. And here's another one. Tim, why don't you just go start your all-white, all-male network and leave decent people alone? Oh, there you go. So, and as we were sharing earlier, yes, the wokies showing a little bit of the hypocrisy that they care for you as long as you agree with them. We talked about that with the comparison. There's nothing more a better example of wokeism and the hypocrisy of wokeism than Planet Fitness. And look, I used to work out at Planet Fitness. I liked it, but it is a hypocritical environment. You walk everywhere you walk in there. No judgment zone. No judgment zone. No judgment zone here either. No judgment zone. Come in here. No judgment. You come here and work out, there'll be no judgment. Unless, of course, you look like a bodybuilder and you grunt when you work out. Then they will actually sound off a lunk alarm. It's actually an alarm inside the place that will go off if they feel like somebody's acting like a lunk. And a lunk is defined as somebody who wears like bodybuilder style clothes and grunts when they work out or has like a gallon of water with them. Then you're a lunk. That sounds very judgmental. Just going to say. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
I had a dream so big and loud. I jumped so high, I touched the clouds. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. I stretched my hands out to the sky. We danced with monsters through the night. Whoa, oh, 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 oh.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the five.
Our roadways are looking clear right now. Nothing really to slow you down on I-10 or I-110 throughout Pensacola, as well as Davis Highway, East Olive Road, Creighton, and Langley also moving nicely. Seasonal mail, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru needs your car and will pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. And it's made possible by Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Let me just tell you about Christina Leavenworth here. Now, the real estate market is constantly changing, especially in the last couple of years. So if you've got a home to sell, you should be calling Christina Leavenworth, because she is the expert. She sells more homes for more money than anybody else here in our area. And she does that because she has pre-qualified buyers. They are ready to go. They're looking for homes to purchase. Homes just like yours. So if you've got one to sell, give Christina a call. 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. Christina and her team can sell your home. Give her a call. Find out what she can do for you. It's 850-723-9158. Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Now, on to top trending news. Officials in New York are now calling on the federal government to punish people who spread and make videos online that feature extreme violence. New York Governor Kathy Hochul and Attorney General Letitia James making the suggestions in a 50-page report revealing how online platforms apparently influenced the suspect accused of killing 10 people at a Buffalo supermarket last May. James, though, says it could be tough to hold social media platforms accountable for hosting those videos. Netflix adding 2.4 million subscribers. They revealed that number as part of their quarterly earnings report. Now, previously, they had only been expected to add about 1 million subscribers, and their earnings report was pretty good for them as well. Topped $7.9 billion earnings per share, beat expectations by almost a dollar. And Bobby, the NFL and Amazon announcing a newly scheduled Black Friday game for the day after Thanksgiving. The first of its kind NFL Black Friday game is going to be on, of course, Black Friday, November 23rd next year, with an expected kickoff time at 3 o'clock Eastern. In a statement, the NFL says Thanksgiving is synonymous with football, and they're excited to give fans another day of NFL action during the holiday weekend.
Very nice, yeah. I saw that as well. I know that they were discussing it. I didn't see the final update there that they added it, so that's pretty cool. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, I got a couple other thoughts about wokeness from our text line. That's next.
Like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out.
It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, if you missed the Frankie Avalon interview, he's coming to Pensacola Sanger Theater coming up on Sunday at 3 o'clock. There's still tickets available, but we now have the podcast up on our website, News Radio 92.3. Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting us 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So we do have your top three stories here. I'll get to you in a second. Let's see here. Yeah. Where'd it go? Here it goes. I Pink I Can Run. I knew there was something I wanted to talk about. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So the crew to Yaya's are offering a special registration for the 10th annual I Pink I Can Run 4-mile run and walk coming up Saturday, February 25th. So it's a ways away. But since it's October, they're offering a discount. Use code 1in8 to receive $8 off your entry fee for the 10th annual I Pink I Can Run. The offer is valid for the entire month of October. So the number 1in8 is how you get the $8 off your entry fee. So be sure to check that out today. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, we're talking about going woke. And both Republicans and Democrats are getting a little fed up with the wokeness culture and the cancel culture. It's just a growing issue. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Top three stories here for you. Blackouts are occurring in 1,162 towns and villages after Russia's latest missile strikes. China planning to seize Taiwan at a much faster timeline, according to Anthony Blinken. And President Biden is pledging to legalize abortion if Democrats expand their majorities. So let me go back to this here. So once again, it's like the priorities from Biden. Let me just put it this way. Do you think Russia would be what they're doing right now and have been doing what they're doing if, say, Trump was still president? Would China be planning to seize Taiwan at a much faster timeline if Trump was president? No. And part of the reason, though, is, I don't know, part of the reason is because they're afraid he's crazy enough to push the red button. But hey, sometimes sometimes, you know, keeps other people, keep these other countries in line by having a crazy man at the wheel. No, I'm just kidding. Kind of. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
The Yankees ended up winning their series against the Cleveland Guardians, so they will advance. They won 5-1 today. The game was delayed from yesterday. And we have 7:03 on FS1. The Phillies are going to be playing the Padres. TNT has the NBA's tip-off tonight. You got the 76ers hosting, the Celtics hosting the 76ers. And right now, the Celtics already lead 9-3. That game is on TNT. When that game's over, TNT will have the Lakers against the Golden State Warriors. And then tomorrow will be the rest of the games for the NBA. The rest of the teams will tip off tomorrow. In NHL hockey, Vancouver is leading Columbus Blue Jackets 2-0. Anaheim is over the New Jersey Red Devils 2-0. Ottawa is beating Boston 2-0. And right now, let's see, scoreless game between Tampa Bay Lightning and the Flyers. All of those games are at the end of the first period. But the Tampa Bay Flyers game is on, you know, Tampa Bay Lightning against the Flyers. That is on ESPN. The rest are on ESPN Plus. Coming up tonight, San Jose is going to be playing the Island. Actually, the puck just dropped on that one. San Jose is playing the Islanders right now. And Las Vegas is playing Calgary. Buffalo is playing Edmonton. And then tonight at 8:30 on ESPN, LA plays Nashville. So, yeah. So right now, Tampa Bay Lightning are taking the Flyers on ESPN. After that, it'll be LA against Nashville. Right now, let's get traffic on the fives.
Nothing really to slow you down on the roads right now. We have no delays on I-10 or I-110 throughout Pensacola, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. See someone else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All righty. Let's see here. Colts owner Jim Irsay is endorsing the ouster of Dan Snyder, the owner of the Washington Commanders, stating there is merit to remove him as owner. Struggling Russell Wilson, quarterback for the Broncos, will have an MRI on his hamstring after injuring his leg in the Monday Night Football loss to the Chargers. Evgeny Kuznetsov has been suspended for a vicious high stick on Kyle Burrows. In NASCAR, they've suspended Mobile native Bubba Wallace for one race for his actions towards Kyle Larson at the Las Vegas Speedway. They both got out of the cars and ended up getting in a fight. They've suspended him now. And the Utah Jazz may have lost their hashtag take note to Apple. So for the past few seasons, the Utah Jazz used the hashtag take note as a way to reference the Utah Jazz basketball team, since their logo is a note. You know, it's a musical note. So they use take note. Like, all right, so kind of a play on words. Today, Apple's Tim Cook was tweeted out something about Apple products and then hashtagged take note. There ended up being a press conference with Ryan Smith, the owner of the Utah Jazz. Says he found out about it when they did. Doesn't know anything about it. Going to have to look into it. But Utah Jazz may have to come up with a new hashtag if Apple's decided they're going to use it from now on. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Today's sign of the apocalypse: a mother in upstate New York has been arrested after she allowed her 10-year-old son to get a tattoo on his forearm. Oh boy. That's not good. Apparently this tattoo also had it was basically his name, his first name, in big block letters, 7 inches long. So it basically took up his whole forearm. Oh my goodness gracious. So most states say you have to be 18. Some states do have some exceptions. Kansas and Florida, you can get a tattoo as young as 16 with parents' permission. Idaho, 14. Wow, I'm surprised. Wow, in Idaho, okay. But New York, Nope. No tattoos for minors, even with the parents' consent. You can't even get one at 17. You have to get one at 18. So I'm like, how did he do this? Well, he got it in a hotel room, not from a legit tattoo parlor. Somebody came to the hotel and gave him the tattoo as well. So yes, the mom is being arrested on charges of endangering the welfare of a child. Sheesh Louise. And the police say the tattoo artist who did the actual tattooing could be charged with. That's what I was thinking too. Like, shouldn't the tattoo artist be charged? And they said yes, but they can't find him. So, goodness gracious, great balls of fire. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. Dr. Pepper has a new drink out. And it's surprising in two ways. And I'll share that with you coming up next right after Traffic on the Five. Oh, no, right after we come back. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom real quick for a quick news update. David?
Well, Bobby, firefighters say it was a smoldering cigarette that caused a fire today at that playground over at Armstrong Park off of Lakeview Avenue. Firefighters say the equipment was up in flames when they got there, but they were able to put it out quickly. Not quickly enough, though, for the equipment not to have sustained significant damage. So city officials say the park is still open. That playground going to be closed until further notice.
Yeah, I saw that. Look, did you see the pictures of the fire? It was crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it looked huge. Well, and we had that red flag warning in effect all day, too. So I'm sure once that going, it just took off like crazy.
It took off. Yep. As the winds, yeah. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. First of all, M&M's is coming out with a new M&M flavor. It's going to be a caramel M&M. So those are the ones, you know, the inside of it has caramel. So it's like hard candy shell, chocolate, caramel. But this one's going to be cold brew flavor. Cold brew flavor. So you get a little iced coffee flavored M&M. So they said it'll be out early. Let's see here. Early 2023. So not quite out just yet. Then let's see here. We've got. Oh, yeah. All right. So now before I get into Dr. Pepper's new drink, read a couple of texts going on here. No tattoo with parents' permission, but you can get an abortion without the permission in New York. Well, good point there. When you said the tattoo was in block letters, the only thing that went through my mind were the little wooden blocks you play with as a child. That's funny because he's 10. That's actually really good. And then it says, so you can get arrested for a tattoo on a minor, but not changing their sex? That seems strange. One is a little bit more permanent and life-changing. Yep. Exactly. Good point there, too. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. All right, so Dr. Pepper joining the new alcohol-related drink stuff. You know, Mountain Dew came up with a hard Mountain Dew. There was a couple other ones that are coming out with hard versions of their drinks. Dr. Pepper kind of joining that crowd. They've introduced a new bourbon-flavored soda. But it's non-alcoholic, so it's not hard. Yeah, they're putting out a limited edition bourbon-flavored soda called Dr. Pepper Bourbon-Flavored Fansville Reserve. They said it features sweet, savory, and woody notes with subtle hints of cherry, vanilla, chocolate, and caramel. And the thing is, it's not alcoholic. That's I was reading. So here's the thing. They are just giving it away. In a sweepstakes. If you want to try it, then you have to try to win it. And to win it, you have to sign up for the Pepper Perks memberships, and then you do like scratch and win games on their website to see if you win. That's weird. But that's the that's what they're giving out. And I think it's you know, one of the interesting things about it, I pulled it up here. I don't know. It just says it's a bourbon flavored non-alcoholic artificially flavored bourbon Dr. Pepper. Okay. I did read one comment that says, who would want a bourbon that doesn't have alcohol in it? Well, apparently, this is becoming a more and more popular thing. Non-alcoholic beverages, like non-alcoholic spirits, non-alcoholic beers, and things like that. They've always been around, right? You've always had some of the stuff around. But now, particularly spirits, is gaining in popularity quite a bit. And I'll talk about this more, but first, let's get traffic on the fives.
Well, our roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90 East Olive Road, as well as Creighton and Langley also moving nicely throughout Pensacola. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
So, like, for example, this month, October, I didn't even know this, it's actually called Sober October, where people try to be sober for the month of October. And so in doing so, though, some people don't want to give up their favorite drinks for the month. So there's now a bunch of non-alcoholic, like, spirits, like gin, tequila, and yes, there are even some whiskey versions, although everything I was reading about this earlier, like, none of them taste like whiskey. They say that does okay with making a mixed drink like a whiskey and Coke or Tom Collins or something. Then it kind of gives you a little bit of the flavor of whiskey in these mixed drinks, but none of them taste like straight up. But apparently this has become a bigger thing. So Sober October is becoming a bigger and bigger thing where everybody's trying to be sober at least for a month. And then, of course, we know there's some people who just try to quit drinking altogether, but they can't, like, they miss the drinks. Or they miss the thing. So some people will go to, like, a friend's house and they'll have drinks, but now they've stopped drinking, and so they feel left out. So then they'll have these non-alcoholic versions for them. I don't know. It's apparently it's a growing industry, the NA area. I've learned all about it just because I saw Dr. Pepper bourbon flavor or bourbon flavored Dr. Pepper. I'm like, what is this about? And then I went down a rabbit hole. It just went down this big rabbit hole. All right. I got to let you know about this. Starting tomorrow, the CDC's advisory committee is going to begin discussing and voting on whether to make the COVID-19 vaccine mandatory for children. Say what? Yeah, they're going to vote on if kids are going to attend school, should the COVID vaccine be mandatory? Now, we've not talked about the COVID vaccine in a very long time. Last week, we talked about Attorney General Joseph Ladapo from here in Florida bringing up a new study that shows the higher risk for heart problems for men ages 18 to 34 if they get the vaccine, the mRNA vaccine. That was the last time we talked, but we have not talked about it in general for quite some time because it really hasn't been a big issue. It hasn't been pushed that much. But I'm flabbergasted. I am flabbergasted they're even discussing the possibility of mandating a shot that does not prevent you from getting the virus, nor does it prevent you from spreading the virus. How in the world could they even be considering? Like, how far up their own butts do their heads have to be to even think about mandating a shot that will not prevent the spread, nor will it prevent you from getting it? And when you're a child, you have a 0.00% chance of dying from it, and you want to mandate them get that? When we're already starting to see adverse reactions of the shot. By the way, I didn't cover this the other day, but there are doctors, there's OBGYNs who are now coming out and saying that they're seeing a 25 to 50% increase in miscarriages in women now. Up to 50% increase in miscarriages because of the vaccine? Come on, you've got to stop this mess. Just move on. It was a failed vaccine. Let's move on.